Isn't your child stressed about returning to school? It's time to check out Oregon Charter Academy. Our online school transforms learning into an empowering journey for your student. They will thrive in a safe environment with a dynamic and responsive curriculum. With personalized support, you'll see their confidence soar and feel the relief of knowing you found just what your child needs. Enroll today at OregonCharter.org and see the difference. Oregon Charter Academy, what learning should be.
Hey everybody, Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of mental muscle conditioning. Welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym, where we work out those brains just like we'd hit the gym for our bodies. Today we're tackling a big one, folks. Overcoming self-doubt and fear. You know that feeling, right? That voice in your head whispering, "You can't do it," or "What if you fail?" Well, let me tell you, that voice isn't your friend. It's a sneaky saboteur trying to hold you back from greatness. We all experience self-doubt and fear at some point. It's part of the human experience. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to rule our lives. We can choose to silence that inner critic and step into our power. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you crush those doubts and fears once and for all. Number 1. Acknowledge your self-doubt and fear. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they don't exist. The first step to overcoming anything is recognizing it. You know that feeling when you're about to take a leap, maybe start a new project or go after that dream job? That little flutter in your stomach? That's fear trying to talk to you. Recognize it, feel it, and then say, "Okay, I see you, fear, but I'm not going to let you control me." Number 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how those self-doubt voices always seem to paint the worst-case scenario? They're like Hollywood directors specializing in disaster movies. Well, it's time to become a screenwriter of your own life and rewrite that script. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, those negative thoughts are just exaggerated stories we tell ourselves. Number 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Take some time to identify yours. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? When you focus on your strengths, you build confidence and self-belief. It's like training for a marathon. You wouldn't start by focusing on your weaknesses, would you? You'd build up those strong legs and lungs. Number 4. Set small, achievable goals. Overcoming self-doubt is a journey, not a race. Don't try to tackle everything at once. Break down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Each time you achieve a goal, no matter how small, it boosts your confidence and reminds you of what you're capable of. Think of it like building a house. You start with the foundation, then add brick by brick. Number 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for your hard work. When we celebrate our successes, we reinforce positive thinking and create a cycle of self-belief. It's like hitting that personal best at the gym. You feel awesome, right? Do that feeling proud. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, an aspiring writer who's always dreamt of publishing her book, but she's plagued by self-doubt. What if it's not good enough? What if nobody reads it? She hesitates, putting off writing every day. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah decides to take action. She starts with a small goal. Write for 30 minutes each day. She challenges those negative thoughts, reminding herself of her passion for writing and the story she wants to share. She focuses on her strengths, her creativity, her storytelling ability, and celebrates every word she writes. Slowly but surely, Sarah builds momentum. She finishes a chapter, then another, until finally she has a complete manuscript. She submits it to agents, receives feedback, and eventually finds a publisher who believes in her work. Sarah's story is a testament to the power of overcoming self-doubt and fear. It shows us that with determination, a willingness to challenge our negative thoughts, and a focus on our strengths, we can achieve anything we set our minds to. So remember, everyone faces moments of self-doubt and fear, but it's how we respond to those challenges that defines us. Choose courage over comfort, belief over doubt, and action over inaction. You've got this. And don't forget to spread the word. Share this episode with someone who needs a little mental muscle conditioning. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media. I'm always here for you, rooting you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep pushing those limits and crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.